Welcome to Seal Stadium in San Francisco, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the San Francisco Giants. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Tony Taylor. Batting second. The center fielder, George Altman. Batting third. The first baseman, Jim Marshall. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Ernie Banks. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Walt Morin. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Herb Norin. Batting seventh. The catcher, Sammy Taylor. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Al Dark. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Glenn Hobby. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Glenn Hobby. For the San Francisco Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Jackie Brandt. Batting second. The center fielder, Willie Mays. Batting third. The first baseman, Willie McCovey. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Orlando Cepeda. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Willie Kirkland. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Darryl Spencer. Batting seventh. The catcher, Hobie Landreth. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Eddie Bresud. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jack Sanford. Pitching for the San Francisco Giants, Jack Sanford. And now, play ball. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor strikes out. One out. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCovey scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Marshall for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt hits a fly ball into center field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dark fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Altman who is chasing the ball. McCovey reaches third base with a triple. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hobby picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Hobby. McCovey scores. Cepeda moves to second. It's 1-0, Giants. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland hits a pop-up towards first. Marshall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks takes first base on ball 4. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is called out on strikes. One out. Herb Norin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. There goes Banks trying to get to third. Mays throws the ball into Brandt, who tags Banks for the out. Two outs. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Spencer fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Darryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Marshall scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Spencer for the out. One out. Hobie Landreth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreth hits a fly ball into left field. Noren settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Bressoud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressoud hits a pop-up towards short. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark takes first base on ball 4. Glenn Hobbie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobbie bunts towards the mound. Sanford fields it and throws to first for the out. Dark moves to second. One out. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 1 in the game. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brandt fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 0 for 1 in the game. Altman hits a pop-up towards first. McCovey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Jack Sanford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanford takes first base on ball 4. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 0 for 1 in the game. Brandt hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Taylor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0 for 1 in the game. Mays hits a fly ball into right field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. McCovey hits a fly ball into right field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jim Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0 for 1 in the game. Marshall hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Banks strikes out. One out. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 0 for 1 in the game. Morin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Spencer fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Cepeda hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 0 for 1 in the game. Kirkland hits a fly ball into left field. Noren settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Darryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cepeda. The throw from Taylor and he is safe. Cepeda steals second. Darryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0 for 1 in the game. Spencer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Marshall scoops it up and throws to first, with Hobbie covering, for the out. Cepeda moves to third. Two outs. Hobie Landreth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreth is 0 for 1 in the game. Landreth hits a fly ball into center field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Herb Noren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noren is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Noren hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brandt juggles the ball. That's an error on Brandt. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0-for-1 in the game. Taylor hits a line drive to right field. Kirkland throws towards third. Brandt fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Brandt. Noren moves to third. Taylor moves to second. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Dark hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Mays. Dark reaches second base with a double. Noren scores. Taylor scores. Two runs are unearned. It's 2-1, Cubs. Glenn Hobby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobby is 0-for-0 in the game. Hobby hits a fly ball into right field. Kirkland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0-for-2 in the game. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brandt fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 0-for-2 in the game. Altman takes first base on ball 4. Jim Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Marshall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Spencer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Eddie Bresud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bresud is 0-for-1 in the game. Bresud hits a fly ball into left field. Noren settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Sanford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanford is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Sanford hits a fly ball into right field. Moren settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 0-for-2 in the game. Brandt takes first base on ball 4. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0-for-2 in the game. Mays hits a fly ball into center field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Banks hits a fly ball into right field. Kirkland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Walt Moran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moran is 0-for-2 in the game. Moran takes first base on ball 4. Herb Noren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noren is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Noren hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Kirkland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Taylor hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Moren moves to second. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Dark takes first base on ball 4. Moren moves to third. Taylor moves to second. Glenn Hobby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobby is 0-for-1 in the game. Hobby hits a pop-up towards third. Brandt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. McCovey strikes out. 1 out. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Cepeda hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 0 for 2 in the game. Kirkland hits a fly ball into left field. Noren settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Daryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cepeda. The throw from Taylor and he is out, Taylor applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 3 in the game. Taylor hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Altman hits a pop-up towards short. Bressuit settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jim Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Marshall strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Daryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0 for 2 in the game. Spencer takes first base on ball 4. Hobie Landreth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreth is 0 for 2 in the game. Landreth bunts towards the mound. Hobie fields it and throws to first for the out. Spencer moves to second. 1 out. Leon Wagner pinch hits for Eddie Bressuit. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner strikes out. 2 outs. Dusty Rhodes pinch hits for Jack Sanford. Dusty Rhodes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhodes takes first base on ball 4. Jose Pagan pinch runs for Dusty Rhodes. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Brandt hits a fly ball into left field. Noren settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Jose Pagan now playing shortstop. Sam Jones now pitching. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Banks strikes out. 1 out. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Morin strikes out. 2 outs. Herb Noren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noren is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Noren hits a fly ball into right field. Kirkland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Lee Walls now playing right field. Bobby Thompson now playing left field. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0 for 3 in the game. Mays hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. McCovey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Cepeda hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Taylor hits a fly ball into left field. Cepeda settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and 2 walks. He's got 2 RBIs. Dark strikes out. 2 outs. Glenn Hobby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobby is 0 for 2 in the game. Hobby hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 0 for 3 in the game. Kirkland hits a ball on the ground towards first. Marshall scoops it up and throws to first, with Hobby covering, for the out. One out. Darryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Spencer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hobie Landreth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreth is 0 for 2 in the game. Landreth hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Taylor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Felipe Alou pinch hits for Sam Jones. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Spencer moves to second. Jim Davenport pinch hits for Jose Pagan. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 2, and San Francisco Giants, 1. Goodbye from Seal Stadium in San Francisco.